Vagabond Preacher by Kaylee Baker. This is a Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com, and today we have the second part to the Alfred Molina interview for the movie Secrets in Their Eyes, opening November 20th. What has been some of your favorite parts about, well, some of your favorite, I guess, moments of playing this character?
I think the scene that I think was the most telling was the one when Chiwetel physically attacks the DA, when he actually kind of goes for him, and when he reaches, Chiwetel's character reaches like the end of his tether in a way. He can't, and he's suddenly aware of just how corrupt that decision was, and he just loses it. And I think there's this wonderful moment when you're completely on Chiwetel's character's side. You're completely on his side in terms of his righteousness and his indignation. And at the same time, you know that my character's position is the more powerful one, and that ultimately I will win because I'm the DA and he's not. And so there's this kind of wonderful moment of like frustration. And, oh yeah, he deserves to get seven shades of shit kicked out of him. But it's not going to happen because he's the boss, you know, and I think that's a kind of sensation that we can all relate to, you know, when your righteous indignation comes up against kind of, you know, the law or political manipulation or, you know, vested interest. That's always, you know, I think we can all relate to that.
What do you think has set aside the way you play your character as opposed to the way the original character was played?
Well, I don't think that's up to the actors involved to judge, really. I think both films will stand up in their own right and will be judged, you know, in their own right. I mean, I think our movie is an adaptation of the original, but it's a movie in its own right. You know, we're telling the story in a different time, a different context, in a different place. And I think there's, you know, it's in a way, it's like comparing oranges to apples. You know, I think, you know, audiences will make up their own minds, you know, and if interest in our movie prompts curiosity about the original, then that's great, and vice versa. You know, I think they will complement each other, I think.
From the cast, which other cast member were you looking forward to working with and being?
Well, I was looking forward to working with all of them, but my scenes, the only two characters I actually had any interaction with were Chiwetel and Nicole. You know, I didn't have any scenes with anyone else.
1 minute left.
But you know, but I had worked before with Julia on the Normal Heart for HBO. So it was, and I saw her around on the set a couple of times. So it was nice to be there, you know. But it was, but all my stuff was just with those two. But that was wonderful because I hadn't worked with either Nicole or Chiwetel before, so I was very excited about that.
Well, this film is amazing. From the moment I saw the first trailer, I wanted to watch this, and it definitely does not disappoint. What do you think will be the factor that will attract the most audience to this movie?
Well, I think seeing these wonderful actors, all these actors in one movie, I think is going to be very attractive. I think, as you say, I think the trailer is very powerful, and also the story. I mean, the trailer gives you a great taste of what the story is about, what the story involves, where it goes, and so on. And I think that's going to be a great draw, you know. And then, obviously, hopefully, word of mouth, you know, people coming out of the movie saying, "Wow, that was fantastic," and telling other people, you know, now that we live in the world of social media and so on, you know, the word gets out very quickly. So hopefully, it'll be a good word in our favor.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Likewise. Thanks very much for your interest. Appreciate it.
Check out Secret in Their Eyes when it comes out in theaters on November 20th. Check out more of my stuff on dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and hear more of my podcast here on Audioboom.